Good evening. My name is Jason Ram, and I'm from Fern Bacon. When I first heard about Fern Bacon, I heard it wasn't a very good school. People said the academics weren't good and that the teachers didn't help out. I was supposed to go to a different middle school. Then Miss Purcell and Mr. Chambers told me about all the great things we were going to do at the school. They changed the school colors from red and blue. They fixed the gym and they painted the school. And they told me we were going to have some new teachers that were really good. So I decided to come. These 2 years have made me believe that what I heard about Fern Bacon isn't true. Coming here has helped me be a better person because at this school we are like family. We respect each other, and all the teachers care about their students. They never give up on us and make sure we get the education we need to go to a good high school and a good college. You made an agreement to make Fern Bacon a better school for the students. I made an agreement to Ms. Purcell and Mr. Chambers almost 2 years ago to stay here for a year to see if Fern Bacon had really changed. If it had, I would stay another year. I don't regret making the decision to stay. I will be making a speech in my promotion ceremony this June. I kept my agreement, and I'm glad I did. Please keep your side. Thank you.
Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. I'm Yotseli Arzate. I go to Fern Bacon Middle School. I went to a different school, and there was lots of drama. But here, they find it and stop it before anything happens because they're always watching us to protect us. Miss Purcell is always watching, and when she sees something, she whistles really loud, and everybody knows what that means. There is always someone somewhere watching us to make sure we make the right choices. At Fern Bacon, all the teachers believe in you, and they don't give up on you. Like, if you don't understand something, they will sit next to you and help you until you get it right. At the other school, if you're failing, it's like you're on your own. It's okay, whatever. Here, I was failing algebra. They put me in algebra support to help me. Ms. Katsura pulls us aside one by one. I have a B now. At Fern Bacon, they know you can do better, so they don't let you fail. Some people say that this school was bad, maybe even the worst, but they haven't seen it in the last 2 years. This school is in order. The staff is the best. Don't change anything. It's not perfect yet, but it can be if these teachers and staff stay the same. Thank you.
Our next four comments are from Megan Sheridan, Tariq McFall, Rich Haley, and Jenna Elam.
Hi, my name is Stephen Jones. My first year at Fern Bacon was a year before we became a priority school. The students did not want to go to class. They would be walking the halls during classes. There were fights weekly. Students did not want to be labeled smart for fear of being made fun of. That was my first year of teaching. I was ready to give up teaching. I know Nancy Purcell very well. She encouraged me to stay. I stayed. Now it's cool to be smart. We have proficiency walls up in every classroom. Kids are talking about it at lunch to the teachers during passing. 44 points gained in 1 year. This is year two. We expect greater numbers. When I got into education, my father, who was an administrator, said, whenever you're making decisions, make sure that the student comes first, because you are their voice. Please, let us be our students' voice. Keep our staff intact.
My name is Megan Sheridan, and I'm a teacher at Fern Bacon. Daniel Coyle's research on extraordinary talent in his book, The Talent Code, describes hotspots, places around the world where astonishing levels of achievement and talent are fostered. He attributes this phenomenon to a combination of biological and social factors, the perfect marriage of skill, ability, practice, and circumstance. Fern Bacon Middle School is one such hotspot. We are cultivating and developing extraordinary achievement every day through a perfect marriage of the abilities of a dynamic and unique staff, new skills acquired through targeted professional development, and deep practice of collaborative planning, strategic instruction, and reflective modifications to curriculum and lesson design. Our staff brings a unique and strong educational and professional background, and with it a new lens and eagerness to work tirelessly for the betterment of our students in our school. Together, we have actively participated in specific professional development trainings. At these trainings, we have strengthened our skills and abilities by learning about new ways to integrate research-based strategies into our daily lessons. We have collaboratively planned and developed units of study based on our trainings, work closely to divide the task based on each unique skill set and expertise of our staff. Thank you.
Before we proceed with the next speaker, are we okay with the speed of the speakers? Should we slow it down? Yeah, I understand we have a time constraint, but our court reporter is trying really hard to keep up with you, so if we can be a little bit more considerate with.
I will keep mine short and sweet.
Thank you.
No problem. Super 30 seconds. No, good afternoon, Board, President Rodriguez, or actually good evening, and good evening, Superintendent Raymond. I'm not here because my principal urged me to, nor am I concerned about my job next year. I'm here because I believe in what I do, I believe in my students, and I believe in the system with priority schools. And what we're doing right here is we're trying to create a new culture, which is probably the most difficult thing you can do as an educator. It's the most difficult thing you can do for a community. And right now, we're on the right track. We cannot stop now by trying to pull pieces out and stick pieces in. If it's not broke, don't fix it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. So we have to keep on doing what we're doing and continue working hard. I believe in my students, and I believe in Fern Bacon Middle School. My name is Tark McFall, but Fern Bacon, by the way. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Rich Haley, and I also teach at Fern Bacon Middle School. I, too, am not here at the behest of my principal. I'm here at the behest of my community because I grew up one street away from the school that I teach at, which is Fern Bacon. And I'm here with pride, and I'm proud to teach at a school within a community, under a district, under a board, and especially under a superintendent that said enough is enough. It is no longer acceptable to accept the achievement gap. It is no longer acceptable to say that because a student might become from a low socioeconomic status or might have a certain skin tone that they are not good enough to achieve, but has embraced the idea that every student can and will succeed. Our staff and the training that we have been given are specifically focused on that. To take that away would be to take away the backbone of the priority schools. It would be to kill the priority school system, okay? And it would be able to look at every one of our students and tell them they are no longer a priority. Please do not break the promise you made to my community. I beg you.
If our next four speakers can please line up, Nancy Purcell, Sarah Lay, Ron Liminoff, and Lauren Wynn. Excuse me, Lauren Wynn.
Good evening. My name is Jenna Elam, and I'm the Site Instruction Coordinator at Fern Bacon. I want to commend the board for recognizing that necessary systematic change is only possible with conviction, consistency, and a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency that demands we innovate on what's always been done in the past. Your decision tonight highlights an important truth in our efforts to improve public education. I don't want any of my colleagues to lose their job. However, teacher efficacy and the resulting student achievement is not predicated by a stepping scale, a tenure model, or a job guarantee. To undo all of the work and innovation of priority schools by dismantling teams at the end of next year that are increasing student achievement, enrollment, and safety in historically neglected and failing schools is unconscionable. The sound reasoning tonight is about doing what's best for students. There is relevance in our assertion that every student has a right to a quality public education defined by high expectations and accountability.
Hello, board members. My name is Sarah Lay, and I just wanted to speak from a brief perspective of being an aide at the school. I was a substitute aide when I started working for the district 4 years ago. I worked at a lot of different schools, and when I got calls for Fern Bacon, I was hesitant to take them because the school honestly scared me. I'm from Montana, whole different thing. But being there, when I was offered a long-term position, long-term subbing position 3 years ago, and seeing the way the school was before and seeing what has happened in the last 2 years, it is absolutely amazing. It takes a really special type of person that is willing to dedicate a lot of extra time and extra effort to put in these kids. The team that has come together is amazing. It's a whole team effort with the school, and that's what I believe is what's making it work. I am a full-time college student and a full-time worker, and I dedicate endless hours to the school as much as I can, and that's what these teachers do as well. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Board President Rodriguez, Superintendent Raymond, members of the board. On behalf of my staff, my students, and my school community, I would like to thank this board for believing in the priority schools and supporting the work that we have done over the last 2 years. At this time, I would like to ask the Fernbacon staff and my students and the community members to please stand so that I can thank them publicly for their hard work after a long week of testing finishing yesterday. So thank you, staff. When you first identified 6 and now 7 priority schools, you stood strong in your conviction to put children first. Our students believed in your promise, and so do we. We as a staff were charged with the urgency to bring order as success and academic achievement to a school that has been neglected and pervasively failing for years. Change does not happen overnight. It takes time to build the right team, develop a culture of accountability for results, and it takes teachers with a commitment and drive to relentlessly achieve results for students. It takes a team with a shared mindset and skill set to build critical mass of excellence in teaching and learning. Jason, who spoke to you earlier, has a poem to read that is really important, and I beg of you to let him do it. It is from the book In the Arena by Dr. Timothy Quinn, and it really speaks to the work that, or the message here tonight. Jason, thank you.
It is from a child in a failing school to all school leaders. The poem is called Whisper in My Heart. So it tells me that you're coming, this whisper in my heart. It tells me that you're coming to take this place apart. So it tells me that you're brave. It tells me that you're smart. It tells me you'll be strong, this whisper in my heart. So it tells me I deserve you, that I too am smart and strong. It tells me that you'll save me as these whispers rise to song. So it tells me that you're coming to save me from this fate. I hope that you will hurry. I pray you're not too late.
Thank you very much.
As our next speaker approaches the microphone, if our next 4 speakers can please line up. Anne Dao Huyn, Lorena Ceballos, Catherine Chenault, and Lamont Carter.
Hello, my name is Ron Limonoff, and I teach at Hiram Johnson High School. In my 6 years at Hiram, I've been through 4 different administrations. And in there was very little effort to made to increase test scores. The current administration came in and enacted a full total reform movement, a full court press on pacing guides, benchmarks, objectives, standards, and daily agendas, to name just a few. They also provided a great deal of encouragement and cheerleading to stay focused on their goal. These new policies have greatly affected our test scores, and more importantly, the morale of staff and students. I've witnessed a new sense of professionalism and focus in our teachers and have seen our students develop a new sense of pride and direction in their school. The coordination and consistency in the current administration contrasts sharply with the past and has rubbed off on everyone at Hiram Johnson. If I had a choice of teaching in any school in a district, it would be at Hiram Johnson with the current administration, the current faculty, and our very competent student body. And I'm convinced that my perspective on this matter is not unique on our campus.
Sorry, your time is up. Hold on just a second. I would like to remind all of our public speakers that we do have a 1-minute time frame, and it is not fair to other speakers if you go beyond that, since I have warned in advance that I will gavel.